It's Chicagoan news we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a beautiful, sunny, breezy day, 65 to 70. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. In Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont signed a $600 million tax cut that the Democrats and the governor are going to be telling Connecticut voters is the biggest tax cut in the state history over and over again through Election Day. Meanwhile, the Republican Party and its ticket will remind voters that Republicans and legislators later proposed a tax cut twice as big, and how Lamont and the Democrats are cutting taxes in the first three budgets since Lamont signed and raised taxes and imposed new ones. Taxes, of course, always a touchdown campaign issue, and Connecticut has the highest tax burdens in the nation. Speaking about high, Connecticut's gas prices have soared to among the nation's highest. The cost of a gallon of gas in Connecticut has surged to $4.32, as reported Monday by AAA. The state average increased by 19 cents in a week, which makes it the third highest weekly rise in the country, behind only Michigan and New Jersey. According to AAA, in the past 2 weeks, the national average for a gallon of gasoline has risen 20 cents to $4.32, a penny less than the record high set on March 11th. The record high in Connecticut was $4.49 on March 11th. Remember, however, the state hadn't suspended the gas tax of 25 cents a gallon. That price today would be well above that March record. Parents are pleading to educators in Kent over some budget priorities. The Board of Finance had an impassioned plea from parents, teachers, and the school board at the public hearing on Friday evening to reinstate $60,000 to the proposed school budget for the next year, but declined to take any action to change the budget numbers. The school board reduced the reading intervention specialist from a full-time position to a part-time one when it was decided to cut $80,000 from the 22-23 $4.8 million budget for Kent Center School. The current person in the job, Lee Soule, is retiring. School board chairman Scott Trebeco asked that the finance board reinstate the funding. There were over 50 people participating in the hybrid meeting, with the majority online. Parents questioned why the budget was slashed following more than 2 years of students having struggled through COVID-19 pandemic and suffering setbacks in their quality of education. Remember that FBI search? They were looking for a body last week in Sheffield. While agents did not find it, according to sources, the FBI last week looking for that body of an out-of-state person when it led a search of the Housatonic River, an adjacent cornfield next to an area off Route 7, but multiple law enforcement agencies did not find it. Sources in law enforcement familiar with the investigation told the Berkshire Eagle, speaking on the condition of anonymity. Sources also confirmed that the body was that of a person who either lived in Danbury, Connecticut, or died there, which said the FBI did not provide other details about the nature of the ongoing investigation. One person said it was unclear whether search crews would return to the area. The Weaverville Central School District is opening the first school-based health center in the Mid-Hudson Valley region in northeast New York, in collaboration with healthcare partner Open Door Family Medical Center in Austin, New York, and also with help from the Foundation for Community Health. That is coming up this weekend. Some meetings going on in our area. In Salisbury, at 5 o'clock, the Zoning Board of Appeals. At 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission and Salisbury Recreation Commission. In Cornwall, at 5 p.m., the Wastewater Committee via Zoom. At 7 p.m., Planning and Zoning Commission via Zoom. In Kent, Connecticut, the Kent Sewer Commission regular meeting at 4 p.m. today. Architectural Review Board special meeting at 5:30. The Village of Millerton holding a workshop meeting. That is happening today at 6 p.m. And later on this weekend, the Weaputuck PTA presents the Community Day from 10 till 2 at the Weaputuck High School. And coming up Saturday, Trade Secrets Rare Plant and Garden Show at Lime Rock Park to benefit Women's Support Services. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, featuring tapas and specials every night, interlakeninn.com. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,245.70, the NASDAQ at 11,623.25, and the S&P 500 at 3991.24. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.